Week number 8, Locker Room Chats, here begin on KNZA 103.9, here with our Donovan West Girls Locker Room Chat, this Mustang Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Bedena State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. I'm Crittenden Prophet, alongside girls head coach of the Mustangs, Perry Smith. Coach, you've had a trio games the last time we spoke, taking on a couple of top teams in the TVL with Blue Valley and Centralia, but picking up a big win in between against the Cal, 54-29. Coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
You know, I think it's time of year where you got to grind through sickness, injuries, everything. You got to find a way to fight through some of that. And I think we did that a little bit. Friday night at Blue Valley, I give them a lot of credit. I thought they did a nice job of doing what they needed to do to have success. But I think we ended up shooting 12% from the game, 6% from three, 31% from the free throw line. And that's not conducive of us, but on that night it was, and give them credit. We didn't play well offensively that night at all. But for us to bounce back and played a little better offensively against DeKalb on Monday. And then last night I thought we were gritty, kept battling all night long. Centralia's big. I mean, that is a, take away their guard play, it's what it is. But, at 1A level, 2A level, to have two girls 6 foot, 6'1" athletes like that, that puts a lot of pressure on teams. And I thought we were pretty gritty with them all night and battled them. And that was important for us to get to where we want to go, to continue to see that maturation on that end of things. So it was good for us last night as well. I thought we competed hard.
And the first time you played Centralia, it was a 69-35 defeat. This time only 60-51. Are there any things, in this second matchup that you liked or that you kind of saw differently from that first game?
Well, what were they? 6 for 8 from three the first time we played them. So I think that was an anomaly. And I think last night kind of proved that. But they did hit a big three when it was, 8 or 9. They come down and hit a three there in the fourth quarter that was kind of big for them when we made a little run at them there. I thought we competed a little better. We are a total man-to-man team, I've played 32 minutes of a 2-3 zone. I haven't done that for 20 years. But I also thought it was something we needed to do to give ourselves a chance. So we practice zone about 6% of practices ever. So I was pleased with the girls. We weren't great at it, but we were able to contain them a little bit and hopefully made some people for them do some things they weren't used to do or having to do in the past. So that was good. But the first time we played them, they shot the ball so well and to their credit, that was probably a little bit of an anomaly for them.
Upcoming here on Friday, it's Clifton Clyde. What are going to be some keys to this matchup and also trying to contain one of the best players in the state in Sebby Wirtz?
Great question. We gave up 36 to her in the league tournament. So we've got to defend better. And we will. We'll prepare more for them this time than we did the last, getting to the end of the season. But she's a nice player. It still comes down to us. And we've got to play better offensively than we did on the road at Blue Valley. Another long road trip for us that we need to come out and compete and play well. That's going to be our focus. We've got to go play well. It's getting towards the end of the year. This is when our teams, as a general rule, really kind of start to come on. And for us to get to where we want to be, this one's got to do the same. So hopefully we can continue to get better and compete. And if we do that, we feel like we've got a good chance every night.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you.
That was head coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Mustang Girls. Upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach of the boys, Derek Shelton.